are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and leadership experience to add value to your day. All right. So today we are really excited to hop into today's topic. We are going to be talking about letting things go. It is often very difficult to let things. So we're going to be talking about things, ideas, and relationships. So those three things, we will start with things first. And depending, so people are going to have a difficulty with one or sometimes all of these. For some people, it's easy for them to let go of a relationship, but it's more difficult to let go of items because some people, the item, it's consistent. It'll always be there. And so for some people, that item, it does something for me. Ideas can be really hard to let go of. And so we're just going to give some general tips for each one of those different things. And I'll let you start.
Okay, so I love it that we're starting with things, because things are noun, right? So things is something, and I'm going to give an example. When someone in your life gives you something and it gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling, or when you purchase something and you say it adds value, I love this item, I enjoyed this item. However, I'm in an area now that I'm letting things go. I went through a thing where I'm having some space in my home painted, and I have everything off the wall. And the reason I'm saying it like that is because if you saw my walls before, you'd be like, it was a little over the top. It was like I was trying to cover up all the paint with stuff. However, who I am today is not who I was when I set everything up. So now the person who's looking at these blank walls is looking at an opportunity to do and be who I am in this moment. So letting things go does not mean, this is a tip, does not mean they do not have value. And a lot of times when we let something go, we say, well, you know, it's not valuable. No, it may still have its intrinsic and its value at every level, right? However, it doesn't belong to me anymore. I need to share it or let it go so someone else can enjoy it, because it no longer provides, it's not for me. It's not for me. So right now I'm letting my walls be blank so I can get used to them being blank. So one of the ways to let things go is sometimes to empty out the space. Then once you empty out the space, and I'm specifically talking about closets, ladies, you know, we got a bunch of wonderfulness in there. So empty out the space and then look at each thing and say, does this add joy to me?
And that's the tip on Netflix. I forget her name, but she talks about holding each item and thinking about, does this item bring you joy or not? There's actually, she created a method, I think. There's probably a book. But, and for me, it goes beyond joy. It's also, when was the last time I even wore this? Because there might be something, I have people that in my life that can still fit things from high school. That is not my testimony, but there are some people that they have things from middle school, from high school. They have things that they've held on to, and not just a few things, they have a lot of things. And what can happen is clutter and things can then make it difficult for me to even see what I have. So when stuff is everywhere and I have a ton of stuff, and this is, I'm talking to myself, so please don't think that I'm like, we're talking from some higher place. We are right there with you.
Trust me.
We are right there with you. And I appreciate, so every year, twice a year at least, I go through our son's toys, because around his birthday, he is getting a whole bunch of new things that are now going to be everywhere. And he does not like to let things go. And another tip is if you have kids, encouraging them at a younger age. So his baby toys. So he's now 5 years old and letting go of some of the baby toys that he's not playing with. And he's getting new things that fit where he is now. And does he like it? No. So you don't have to like the process. I think that's good to know because it's not going to be easy. And making sure that because I think you're making room to, first of all, see what you have. And then if something new is coming, being able to make room for any new things.
When I was in Mexico, I was doing some training for some CEOs in Mexico last year. And when I was in Mexico, what I heard, we were in the middle of the jungle, y'all. So what I heard during my quiet time was, I don't have room to bless you. And I thought, that cannot be real. And then I came back to my space and I thought about it. I said, you have so much that there's not room to bless me. So the other thing is that let's talk about it from the abundance mindset for just a moment. So from the abundance mindset, I have in the past kept things saying, well, I'm going to use it one day. I'm going to need it one day. It's going to come back and stop. I don't know, whatever the reason is, right? But from the abundance mindset, I'm now looking at it as if I need this in the future, I'm going to have the resources, or it's going to be able to, or something similar. What I need is going to be able, I'm going to be able to get it in my life, right? From the limiting or lack mindset, what I would look at is says, I can't let go of any of this. I can't do this. I can't let go of anything because if I ever need it. So I am shifting every area of my life, because I do it in money. Money is easy for me to do it. Resources. When I say resources, I'm saying my talents, my gifts, all of that is very easy for me to think from that perspective. However, things is an area that I have had the greatest concern with, because then I have pictures and I say, well, I don't want to get rid of this, but I don't look at pictures. Right. So I have an uncle that I'm going to start sending some pictures to because he asked me for them and he's going to use them. So what about sharing the things that you enjoy? Just a tip, share the things with you that you enjoy with someone that really appreciates them.
And within our area, and I think this is popular now across the U.S., there are these things called buy nothing groups. Where in this group, now you have to be careful because people are going to post stuff that you might want and that you might. So you have to be careful with that buy nothing group, because free doesn't mean it doesn't cost you something. So just because it's free, if you still don't need it and it's going to take up space, then okay, let that one go. Let someone else that needs it have it. But I've been able to give to other people. The school year is starting and there was a local family that needed clothes that were my son's age. And he has a ton of stuff and he mostly wears t-shirts and sports shorts. And he had a ton of just all these nice shirts, nice pants that I know he is not going to wear. And this was a family that was in need. They needed some things. And so I checked with him just to make sure, because even as a parent, if he can currently wear it, if he's currently playing with it, I do check with him to say, hey, do you want this? And he's like, nope. and so being mindful of that, I now want to shift to ideas, because I think things, ideas, people, these can sometimes all be related. And it can also be based on my past and my experience, because often, so the way that I was raised by this wonderful woman, we are doing things a little different and I'm having to change. I'm having to let go of some of the patterns that we might have had growing up. Mm-hmm. And Because I think when you let go of something, it gives space to bring on something new. And if there is something healthier, which can be hard because I know these thoughts, I know this situation, I don't know if right. this new gentle parenting stuff is going to work. And I'm grateful that I have a nice support of people. I follow some awesome people that give some great tips. I've read books, but there are ways to acquire new knowledge to change the way that I'm thinking about things. I posted recently about how being incredibly independent. So there are people that are like, I don't need nobody. I don't like, it's just me. If you're not going to do for me, I'm going to do for me. And recently I had a friend that was like, hey, I want to get together soon. And the only day and time that was going to work out for us was on my upcoming birthday. And I hadn't sent anything out to people to get together. And a way for me to step outside of myself was to say, yeah, let's get together for brunch. And so, because sometimes you can get let down so much, people can say no so much, or you get so disappointed that sometimes you don't even ask. And relying on yourself too much, that can sometimes be a defense mechanism, that can sometimes be those walls. And I like to give healthy and safe people. So if she was an unhealthy, unsafe person, I wouldn't have made time in my schedule to get together with people that it's going to drain me. I'm going to leave feeling worse. Like, I know when we get together, it's going to be a good time. And so letting go of some of those ideas of, because sometimes we come up with ideas that kept us safe in that moment. But now that I'm in a new situation, those ideas aren't serving me anymore.
And I like the way she ended that. They're not serving me anymore. So the same thing when we look at our lives in any aspect. Let's say you said that you wanted to have a house by the time you're 30, right? So I'm not telling you to release that idea, but now you're 30. Don't beat yourself up about it. It doesn't mean that the idea is bad, but just relook at your life and adjust accordingly, because that's critical. Then you have other ideas like Patrice was talking about that may not be serving you, or you know more, and now you're going to do differently. And we all need to understand that what works for one period or one time doesn't work for others. And then as a parent or as a person, you do the best you know how to do in that moment. So whatever we've done in the past, we just have to move forward from it and encourage and give our family members what they need. So let's talk about the ideas that we have. We have most of us, well, no, all of us have what we call things that have come from our past. It's our history, right? In our history is all these things that help create us to be who we are. Yeah. Our mindset, all of that, whether it's limiting belief or expansive beliefs, I'm not talking about what it is. I'm just telling you that that's part of who we are made up to be. So then we have our current situation. So we get a chance to rewrite our story. Just because my parents brought me up saying I had to eat everything on my plate because they were children in some other country, and they named the countries, okay, that was starving. And so I lived my life eating everything on my plate. It was something that happened when I didn't, and I overate. And because of that, it caused me some negative things, but my parents did the best they knew how to do. Their issue was there was limited resources. There were seven of us. Let's start about that. So when we look at our ideas, if our ideas, back to what Patrice said, if your ideas are not serving who you are, then rethink them, see if they're accurate for you, and then determine the narrative that you want to move forward using. Now, when you look at habits, because that's changing a habit, right? Because your ideas form habits. So when you look at your habits, you can then say, this habit's not serving me. Don't just throw it, you know, a lot of people say, I'm just gonna get rid of these habits. Build on, add to what you already know. For an example, one of the things I'm doing is instead of me talking about what I'm not going to eat, I talk about what I'm going to add. I don't have to talk about what, because the plate ain't, but the plate's not, but so big. So if I say 50% of my plate's going to be fruit and vegetables, guess what? Something else got deleted off the plate. However, my mind, my mental capacity will accept, oh, we're going to add more. We're going to add more of this. I'm not triggering the side that says, wait a minute, what are we getting rid of? So when you look at the things, the thoughts that you're having, go from the perspective of what you can add, a new habit to lead you in the direction that you desire to go. And the tip I'll give you for ideas when you're releasing things is when you release something, fill the space. You determine what you fill that new space with and then build on that so that you can go in the direction you desire to go because you get a chance to write it.
I love that. And I like replacing something because letting go can feel like you're missing out. Letting go can feel uncomfortable and unsafe. But if you add, so if I ask my child, if he's holding a cookie and I'm like, hand me the cookie, he's going to be like, this is not going to go well. But if I have, because let's say he's holding a sugar cookie and his favorite cookie is a chocolate chip cookie. If I'm like, hey, all right, let's trade. He'll be like, okay, all right. And you won't always have something that concrete. Like it won't always be that quote unquote easy. Like sometimes you will be moving on a journey and in a way. And when you were talking about, is it serving you? I want to add, is it serving where you are now?
That's good.
Because often if I've been through a lot, because let's say, so when gas prices were almost $5, like that was when I made the decision to decorate my home office and be like, I'm not going into the office as much. But now I don't have to stay in that mindset at this time. I've made some adjustments and it's worked out. But be careful to apply yesterday's ideas and situation to today. Now, if I can learn from it, like I said, if it's something that's adding value and I'm learning from it, that is great. But if it is something, so my husband and I were thinking about, okay, so right now we have, so when we get groceries, we're still wiping down the groceries. And after everything is put up, we wipe down, you know, we wipe down everything, blah, blah, blah. And so we were talking, now that our child is fully vaccinated too, we were like, maybe we can let go. Like, are there any habits that we've picked up during this time that we can let go of? Now, my partner was always about, like, he's like, you wipe down the grocery store is dirty. Like he was always about wiping down groceries.
He did it before COVID.
He's had hand sanitizer in his car since, but there were some things that we've picked up where it's like, okay, maybe we can let go of some of these things now. Are we ready to move to people?
Yes, I love it. Because they're all, let me say this, yes. All of these things are interrelated. So when you're in the mindset of letting go, it's really about adding value and adding space in your life. So I put something out on my TikTok and it said, yesterday I put out no is a complete sentence, right? So today I put out something that was, I was duetting or something, whatever. Patrice knows the right term. That's the guy was explaining when you say no to one thing, you're saying yes to something else. So even though we're talking about letting go of something, what we're really talking about is make space for your yeses. Because if your closet, if your life, if your mindset is completely full, then you miss out on opportunities. And that's the thing that we just talked about. When it comes to your ideas, if you have limiting thoughts or whatever the situation is, and it's not serving you, then opening up or organizing the way that you think and seeing what's beneficial is really important. So yes, let's go to people.
with people. And I think that as you, because we've been talking about setting boundaries, we have been talking about how to handle offense. And we also talked about some relationships are not reconcilable. Because if it is not a safe person, if this person is not respecting my boundaries. So in the past, we, especially Black people, we didn't go no contact with our family. No. Family, it was blood is thicker than water. Like, it's your family. How can you not talk to your mama? You know, you only get one mama, but it's like, wait a minute. Every time I talk to her, and I'm just speaking because this is my mother, so I'm talking in hypotheticals. If every time I went to my mother, she was blaming, shaming, pulling me down, telling me everything I'm not, if she was allowing unsafe people to be around me or be around my child, no, like we would not have a relationship. And I would determine how much of a relationship I had.
Say so, that part again. You get a chance.
I would determine
okay.
how Thank much you. Of a relationship we had. And for some people, because there are some people in my life that, because you have to consider if something happened to them, would you be okay if the last conversation you had, the last time you saw them, if that was it? And there are some people, and it's like, okay, I'm not going to be around them all the time, but I am going to be around them sometimes. And when I am around them, I'm going to have my own hotel room. I'm going to have my own vehicle. I'm only going to schedule this number of days. And so making sure that you are still protecting yourself, because people pleasing can be a stress or trauma response where I am putting the needs of this other person way, and not even like a little, like way, like I am letting them, I am. So that's the other thing I do is I take responsibility for, I don't say they made me feel this way. Every time I'm around them, they don't respect my boundaries. Because if it's like, okay, I'm going to leave. If they are violating my boundaries that bad, I'm going to have an exit strategy and I'm going to leave. And so there are some people, and sometimes it's not as dramatic as that. Sometimes it's just, okay, this friend, if every time we get together, they just want to ask me for things. I don't know. Like, I feel this relationship isn't really balanced, and it's not that they're going through something right now, but this relationship has never been particularly balanced. And maybe I was at a time where I was trying to rescue them. You have to be careful with that. Cause sometimes people try to rescue people that aren't ready. Like they might be okay. Or they might be doing the best they can, and there's nothing you can do to pull them out of where they are. And so I take a look at the people in my life, the things that I'm giving my attention to, and say, okay, how can I make adjustments to make sure that I'm taking care of me?
Wow. So I'm going to start right in the middle of all of that. We're going to jump in the deep end of the water. Okay. So I'm going to tell you something, and Patrice can work it if it needs to be worked. Okay. So I'm going to tell you that I don't care if it's your children, your parents, your besties, your whatever, your spouse, your significant other, whatever, right? It is not your job to rescue them. They need to be the hero or the shero or the person in their own story. They need to be the one so you can help guide them. I got a chance to have the opportunity to guide this amazing young lady next to me. She is phenomenal. I am her guide. So when people say, you were the, oh girl, look at what you did. No, 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 no. I gave her opportunity. I gave her options. Remember what we did with the two cookies? We gave her options. I gave her options, but I let her use it. And then I held her accountable for the options. Now, that doesn't mean that I wasn't a landing pad and can always be a landing pad, right? That's not the key, because I believe that she's my child and she will always have somewhere to be. However, she's raising her finger, y'all. Y'all can't see. She did that little church finger raise. Y'all know that, you know, that little church finger raise that you walk out and you say, what does that finger mean? It ain't gonna help you get out the building. So that's the only thing I would say is help people be the guide and the hero in their own story, because it empowers them.
And what I was gonna say is that with being that guide, with letting people take responsibility, because you said landing pad. So when adult children, you can't come back to my house and come and go and come back into my house at 3 a.m. And I didn't, or like, and so there will still be boundaries. And so, because she would not have been, if I just came back and I was just like, oh, I'm just going to do me. I'm not going to wash a dish. I'm not like, those are your dishes. Those are my dishes. And if I was being disrespectful of her, her home, her guests, any of those things, there's no way I would have been able to. So there were still boundaries. So yes, I'm a landing pad. And then also, and if you need a place to land, there will be
a plan,
some expectations and boundaries, even as an adult. So here's a quick tip. If you have a child turning 18, discuss what them turning 18 means.
That's good.
Before, don't wait till after they turn 18.
Yeah, don't wait and say, oh, tomorrow on your birthday, you need to buy somewhere to live.
No, that's not fair. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's not fair.
No, but and I don't even mean that. I just mean like
anything.
I just mean like even when you're 18, it's unsafe for me to not know if you're coming home or not, because you could be missing. And I'm just thinking, oh, like they come and go as they please. I don't know. And so being able to have certain boundaries, discuss what those boundaries are going to look like before they turn 18, and then be prepared. Cause let's say they're like, hey, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to go somewhere else. That is their choice.
And then encourage, you know, this is what I personally did. I lifted the expectation, and as Patrice became older, I gave her more responsibility. For an example, she had a credit card when she was 16. She, you know, paying for her own insurance for her vehicle. We're not going to talk about the vehicle issue. I know she went there. I purchased the car. However, there was, don't do it. Okay, so anyway, she might do it in a minute. But my point for saying it is that when the boundaries were always established, then the boundaries may shift a little bit, but make sure that they're boundaries that you're comfortable with, that you can live with, that you're not staying up half the night thinking, oh my gosh, where's my child? Because as parents, we are concerned about our children, right? And then the other thing is when they come back home, you know, because Patrice was in grad school. And she lives with me. We talked about that last time. If y'all didn't get all that funniness, y'all need to go back to last week. That was hilarious. At the end, she was just all into it. Anyway, but my point for saying it is, even if you took the resources that they gave you, because you don't need them, it's not about need. It's about boundaries and it's about responsibility. Then take that and put it in the account so that you can help them go to the next level of their life. That is the key. Adding value does not mean that you don't get a chance to be valued in a relationship. When you're letting things go, it doesn't mean that there will always be an umbilical cord attached to our children, right? There's always an umbilical cord. However, it doesn't mean that is pulling all the strength out of one person or the other. And even as children get older, for the older people that are listening to this later, I have a plan. I mean, I've always put in Patrice's mind that she's going to take care of me or have a house big enough that she can have me at the end of the house. Is that not true? I did that, right? However, I have my own place and I have my living on the first floor. She didn't have to do that. So even though she would have a heart to help me and do, right? She has a heart to help me and do. That doesn't mean that she has the responsibility to do it. I need to come fully engaged. The same thing in a relationship with a significant other. Just because somebody's coming into your life and they have the capacity and capability to pay, to do, to whatever, right? All those wonderful things that you've always wanted all of your life, you know, to cook, clean, whatever it is, does not mean that that is now their opportunity. And you say, okay, this is your job. I've been waiting for you to come all my life. So now you're going to need to take care of all that. What about the partnership? What about the agreement? What about the relationship? The key with relationship is about is cycles, right? It's about circle. It's about both of us are adding to each other. Both of us are growing. Both of us bring out the best. And sometimes that's through conversation.
And growth.
And growth. Because remember, and the two shall be. Have you ever tried to put two things together and they became one? There's some dynamics to that. The thing about it is, someone talk about me. There's sometimes that I get on my nerves. I'm just being honest. Sometimes I get on my own nerves. I say, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you made that decision. What were you thinking? So the first, the person that I have the best control on in relationships, on letting things go, is me. This is not about you looking at, for me at least, it's not about you looking at somebody else and saying what somebody else should let go. We're saying to you, what do we, you as an individual, need to let go or reformulate? Because when your brain, when your things are organized, when your life is organized, when your ideas are organized, and when I say that, that doesn't mean perfection. But when you feel like there's space, then your relationships have space, right? So it's about being holistic. Now, are you going to be perfect? Let me help you. The answer to that is, oh, no. Goodness sake, no. Because perfection is something that
it's not going to happen.
Delusion, some delusion somewhere. So, however, can I be the best person I can be today? Today, in this moment, can I be the best Johnny? In this moment, can you be the best you in this moment? That is my assignment. My assignment is to be the best person I can be in this moment. Now, tomorrow, I may be even better, hopefully better. However, and I may look back at this moment and say, you could have did that a little bit better. No judgment, no blame, no shame. Just reclaim the rest of my life and make shifts. That's all we're talking about. All we're talking about is making some shifts so that you can be the best you can be.
I love that. And I hope that you all are enjoying this time. If y'all have specific things that y'all would like us to talk about, please leave it in the comments and let us know. This is for you. And we enjoy these conversations. We talk like this all the time anyway. But if you have specific topics that you would like us to cover, please let us know. But we hope y'all enjoy the rest of your day.